Amen. Going forward, that's what we should be doing. Caleb, like Caleb, 80 years old, he said, I can still take the mountain. Amen. Yeah. It's the faith that makes us powerful, the trust in the Lord. He said he's given us all authority, right? That's what he said. Amen. No. We'll die climbing. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Never let up. Never give up. Get closer and closer to the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Right? God is for you. Who can be against you? Those are just true words. And if you abide in me and my word abides in you, Jesus said, you know the truth will make you free. And so that's where we just keep going. I want to share with you how the Lord works, how it happened on Wednesday, because Wednesday was Sunday. Doesn't make at jail, because we didn't have Sunday at jail because they had Super Bowl stuff going on, and we had fellowship dinner, and that's wonderful, and praise the Lord for that. But First Pod came in, and a guy who had been there, and then I hadn't seen him for a while, and when he had been there, and you never know if they get transferred somewhere else or whatever the case might be. But he came in and he said, I'm back. So that led me to believe that he was out and back, maybe, you know. And he looked a little like he'd been out and back, maybe. And he said, yeah, I need a little Jesus. And man, that was just a word for everybody, and I think a word for us too, because the Lord just spoke him out. I said, no, that's a problem. You don't need a little Jesus. You need a lot of Jesus. We need a lot of Jesus, and a little Jesus, and I don't want to offend anyone, but some people might be offended. Nobody here would be offended, but a little Jesus is the problem when people have a little Jesus. I had a little Jesus till I was 30 years old, a little Jesus, you know. People go to church to get a little Jesus. Don't want to get carried away with that, you know. But that's the truth. A little Jesus. Now we know. I can't get enough of you, Jesus. We know that. We know that a little bit of Jesus can change the world. But a little Jesus is why people don't climb the mountain anymore. Well, I got Jesus. I can sit on a stool at the foot of the mountain. You know, I don't need to be climbing. A little Jesus, for us to settle for a little Jesus, then we're satisfied with a little Jesus. And with a little Jesus, well, I don't know about that. Ultimate end of that, but I do know this, that a little Jesus, the idea of a little Jesus has wrecked churches. It has. If everybody there is satisfied, wants a little Jesus, and if the pastor only wants a little Jesus. Okay, we'll just say that we said that, and you can work that over in your mind. But it was perfect for my jail churches to point out a fact, because you see, They knew exactly what I was talking about. God made it make sense to them. And they just said, you know? So I said, don't be like that. You can have all of me, wants all of you. You know? I think that's a John Legend song. Seems like he sang that or somebody sang that. All of me wants all of you. You know, it's not a Christian song by him, but it's Christian to me. All of me wants all of you. You know? I don't want a little Jesus. I want to slap myself if I ever start thinking about settling for a little Jesus. You know? He's the main attraction, and that's what we need to do is keep him the main attraction. In this world, you will be distracted. You will have tribulation. But you'll be distracted. There's a lot of distractions. If you've ever prayed, and you have all ever prayed, that's the best time in the world to be distracted, isn't it? That is the best time to remember everything you've forgotten. That's the best time for things to be brought to your mind so that you can go hopping down a bunny trail. Hippity-hoppity. Easter's on its way. You know? I mean, that's true. And it's simple enough to not let distractions become our attractions. I can't say nobody because I don't know everybody. But I don't think that anybody would say they've never been distracted in prayer. Don't give up. You know, that's a consideration when you're just so distracted to just give up and go take care of those distractions and you'll come back and pray later. Pray till the distractions can't fight anymore. You know? Why not? But man, some of those distractions need to be done. Right now. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe not. I don't know. Yesterday I was distracted early. The dog that we babysit changed his routine. He's been trustworthy to run out of the garage, run to sit on the back door. Yesterday, he ran out of the garage and took me on a race. I went west and I went east. Decided to go south, and I saw him in the ditch just about your place, Tara.
Really?
Whoa, that boy can run. And I managed to get ahead of him, and I stopped, and I said, come on, boy. And he was just so happy to see me that he went a different direction. For quite a ways, and I just, as I was worshiping, I thought that was a laugh that he was doing. And he went another direction, and then he went south a little further, and then he turned around, and then he came back, and he was, well, behind, if you know where Volix live out there, he was in their lot, and then he turned into the trees, smiled at me and turned into the trees. I thought, oh, Lord, I've been praying since this started, you know. And so I went into the trees. He just bowed his head, came back to me. I guess he'd had all he needed. So had I. But you know, I mean, as I looked at that, I thought, you know something? I was not angry with him ever in the whole thing. That's how God is about us. You know, he never... Remember, I said he was never disgusted with me. He's never been disgusted with you. And I know times. I've surveyed times when I smiled and went a different direction. Now, I think that the dog was glad I was with him. I wasn't smiling because I was glad God was still with me, because I didn't know God was still with me. You know? I didn't know that. But when I stopped and I turned around, I just went with him. And that's what Stormy did. Okay, let's go home now. We can't do this every day, Storm. You know? But I would if I had to. You know? And God would, because he never loses sight of us. Never does it. You are so important to God. See, if we can get our head around how important we are to God, then we will be more likely to climb any mountain, to move any mountain, to believe. He said, you can say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. Whatever this is that's coming against you can't touch me. You know, no weapon formed against you can prosper. These are huge, huge statements that we know, but we need to put into practice. You know? That's what needs to attract us. That needs to be our main attraction. So that if a distraction comes, we immediately turn to the attraction. Just before I woke up one morning this week, I was sort of dreaming, and I'm amazed. Like, we listen to Dutch Sheets and the dreams that people have. It's like they must dream all night long and remember everything they dream. You know, they have these dreams, and so I thought dreaming, but I wasn't dreaming about anything that was really worth my dreaming time. And I had this thought while I was dreaming that I could direct my dreams. Haze them over to Jesus, you know. That's what I got to do. Whenever I have a dream, I need to get it over to Jesus. And so that was my dream then became getting the dream to Jesus. Not trying to get Jesus to come to the dream, but to get the dream where it belonged. It needed to be on Jesus. Now, I will tell you, that's all I've got is a thought about it. I don't have any like rockets going off and, you know, amazing things once I moved it over. But I was just tickled that I was moving it the way it should be. You know? You can keep learning, right? We can keep growing. I didn't look at that like, oh man, why don't I dream about Jesus? It was like, why didn't I think of this before? I'm growing in the Lord, in the power of his might. I'm gonna get a whip out and crack those dreams over to where they go, you know? It's like trying to haze a dog into a corner. You know? But, you know, I mean, it's, why not? Shouldn't our lives be focused on Jesus? Every part of our life needs Jesus. Everything that we do, the Bible says to do all things as unto the Lord. So that means that everything we do involves him. Now we know that. We know you don't separate out, well, this is my Jesus life and this is my real life. My real life is Jesus. Everybody. Every single one of us, every person, go into all the world was not from Jesus to the pastor. It was to whosoever reads the word of God. When you read the Bible, it's speaking to you. It's speaking to you. And so you are having from God an absolute personal conversation. When you read the Bible, he's talking to you. See, that that opening that God gave me about a little Jesus wasn't just to tell to other people. It was to remind me. It was a truth. You see, we have these truths. We bear these truths. And we've got these truths. And a door will open for those truths to come out. You know? So you have that truth in you. So who knows? Maybe somewhere along the way you run into someone and, you know, and they say, well, I believe in God. And you can say, man, let me tell you something. I once had a little Jesus. I used to go to church. I had a little Jesus. I had a little Jesus, and I kept him in a little box. You know? And I didn't, I'd lose the box. It didn't really matter because the box would turn up. You know? I had a little Jesus, and then I found out that was my problem. I had a little Jesus. When you have a little Jesus, you don't have much hope. You got a little hope. You got a little Jesus. You don't have a bold, by his stripes I'm healed. You have a little Jesus. Maybe if I pray, I could get a little healing, you know. But I only got a little Jesus. I don't want to overwork my little Jesus. He'll wear out. You know? I need to trade in my little Jesus for the real Jesus. That's all I need to do. You see, when we let the main attraction attract us, it changes things. Jesus is a life changer. He's a life changer. I mean, he didn't come to be a little Jesus. He don't know how to act like a little Jesus. You know, what you see is what you get. You got to have that. We don't keep him under control. You know, I mean, we don't hold him back. You know, I mean, there are some people that would have run out of here at a message in tongues. Don't kid yourselves. They would run out. Never be the same. Or maybe they'd be hungry. I don't know. But I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled. And I'm thrilled. Danica, I think she had the interpretation. Praise the Lord! Woo! You know? Gets everybody attention. And then the Lord said, I have all authority and I give it to you. That's true, you know. That wasn't just something Judy dreamed up one day and said, that'll be a good one in church someday. You know? No. Attracted to the deep things of God. Last week when we talked about Titus, and Titus said the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. Salvation to all people. And telling us that we shouldn't live those lives we lived before. Such a perfect thing, such a perfect truth. Titus just threw that baby out there and for us to chew on and not only to chew on but to use that word, you know? It's not okay to just go your way. We go his way. It made perfect sense to people in jail. Quit living that way. Doesn't make you happy. The Word of God presses us toward God. So we will go on over to Titus 2:14. It says, he gave us life to free us from every kind of sin. to free us from every kind of sin. Set us free from it. But not only that, to not let it get a hold of us so that we can watch everybody's sin and see what's wrong with them, you know? We're free from that. We're free from that because salvation to every person. They just need Jesus. They just need more Jesus. They need to no longer be satisfied with a little Jesus. And so if somebody has only a little Jesus, we have compassion for them. We see that there's a Jesus gap. And so then we pray or we say or whatever the Lord would have us to say. And it cleanses us and it makes us his very own people committed to doing good things. Not doing good things in order to be his person, but just committed. Because good things always feel better, don't they? They always do. You know? They just always do. Following after a big dog and having compassion on a big dog made me think I need to be a little more compassionate to my little dog. You know? Because I think she should know better. But she doesn't always agree with me. Yeah. And folks, we really do. We kind of think some people should know better. You know? And if we think somebody should know better, our compassion level doesn't run the way it could or should, you know. We should know better. Well, if somebody is not living up to knowing better, I guess they don't know better. They've heard better. They've had better opportunity. But sometimes we just don't go according to schedule. It's important for us to always be trustworthy. Trustworthy to God. It's important for us to fight the good fight of faith. It's important. You know? I thought for sure Storm would just go into the flower garden, headed for the door, because he likes to get treats from Vicky. It never occurred to me that he was just going to shot out of a cannon. Never occurred to me. But I think that sometimes we find ourselves in positions, in places, that it never occurred to us that we might end up. You know? We say things that it never occurred to us that we would ever say. We think things that, whoa, we're glad nobody can read our thoughts. You know? These are things that he set us free from. And so we have the victory. We have in us everything that we need to have victory. We need to recognize distractions and take them for what they are. And don't let them become attractions. We need to recognize, wait a minute, that is not me. Because God has given us the victory. We command you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, pick up your weapons and flee, for the Lord has... Yeah. So we are more than conquerors. So if we're not conquering, it's just a blip on the screen. We recognize, wait a second, that's not right. Because I've been set free. I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, and temperance are mine. That's my fruit. That's it. That's what we were created as instruments of worship. We lift up our hearts in your name. That's a lot of Jesus. That's not a little Jesus. See, we fill ourselves up so that there's a lot of Jesus. A lot of Jesus. And if we've got a lot of Jesus, then we can squeeze that little Jesus out. You know? Because Jesus doesn't start out little and then grow up in us. He starts out big. We just feed off of him. And he never shrinks. He never becomes less. And here's the thing, that people that have been trapped in a little Jesus world, they have potential to put on Christ. And you have words of life. You have super protein to build them up. You have what they need because you have what you need. Jesus, just the mention of your name. Flowers grow in the desert, blooms again, like a fire in winter cold, like pure and precious gold. Jesus, just a mention of your name. Jesus. Jesus, you are the main attraction. Amen? So, I don't think that they had as many distractions as we have now. I mean, they just a lot of times had to be concerned about having enough food to live. But now, a friend of mine put up a thing and he had like, I don't know, maybe 6 dozen eggs in a picture. He says, I'm looking to trade for a Harley. He says, don't try to lowball me. I know what I got here. A lot of egg jokes out there. Don't be distracted. But you know, we do. Where's my phone? Distracted. Buzz, distracted. Ring, distracted. And within that little distraction is a world of distractions. But nothing could be better than worshiping God. So continue to worship him. Continue to be attracted to him. Continue to call upon him. Continue to take the authority that he promised us, that he said to us, reminded us today, that he'd given us. And then he went so far as to say, now use it. Use it. It's not just out on loan. It's not like borrowing somebody's new car and you don't take it out of the garage and you make sure it's polished up. You don't want anything to happen to it. You know? Because the Lord is good. So good. Go into all the world and let them know that the Lord is good. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we are attracted to you and feel so blessed to know that you're attracted to us, that we are important to you. Lord, I want to be a person who makes you more important to me than I am to you. But I'm encouraged that you love us so. So we pray for opportunities. We pray for eyes to see when there are people that are ready to be set free, where a word can change everything, one word from God. We just ask you, Lord, because we can run that mountain in you. So thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.